Your article in the Players Tribune about the new kid was absolutely amazing. It was a great read. Is writing something you want to do more of?
Well, I had a lot of help with that article, actually.
But it came from the heart.
Joan Ryan helped me out a ton. The people at the Players Tribune helped out a ton. I actually had, like, when I was younger, I created, like, a fake newspaper just because I wanted to write. And my parents actually thought I was going to be a journalist one day. But I enjoyed writing. I actually just bought a journal that I'm going to start writing in coming spring training once everything kind of, you know, calms down. I get into a rhythm. So it's more something for myself, just, you know, because I thought, hey, I meet so many cool people and do so many cool things, exciting things. It's like in 50 years I'm going to want to read this, or maybe my grandkids or whatever it is, you know. But it's definitely something that I enjoy doing.
Well, maybe we can see more blogs from you, like Blanco does over there all the time. His blog posts are amazing as well.
Really?
Yeah, they're very funny.
Maybe, yeah, that could possibly be something that I know Jonas mentioned possibly doing one with me this year, so we'll see what happens.
Awesome.
Would an opening day start be pretty special for you?
An opening day start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you didn't...
I think so.
You showed up later last year.
I think so. I mean, I think every time I get to throw on this uniform is special. I get butterflies still every game. But I think opening day is definitely going to be pretty special and fun for everyone, but definitely.
What's different about your mindset heading into spring training, knowing that you're the starter versus last year when you were fighting for a roster spot?
I can see how good I can get at one position. That's a pretty, you know, an exciting prospect for me. Instead of trying to show that I can be proficient at 3-4 positions, it's let's see how much I can challenge myself to be as good as I possibly can at one. And being able to be more specialized is something that I'm really looking forward to in spring training and throughout the year.
Do you and the rest of your infielders ever reflect on how rare it is for all you guys to come up through the system?
I know I do, personally. I think it's something that we have pride in, definitely. It's not explicitly spoken about consistently by any means. You know, everybody goes about their work, but I'm pretty sure everybody's aware that, you know, it's a pretty unique thing and definitely something we take pride in, I'd say.
We just talked to Mac Williamson over there, and he said Skeeter's looking pretty good, down 7 pounds this offseason, so I got to ask, can you give us the latest update?
He's been on a diet forever. He's still big boy. His belly still sways. You can see it. If he's coming right at you, you can see his belly swinging outside of his feet. And you got to lock him out of the kitchen. My parents have 3 cats that my mom rescued. And you got to lock him out of the kitchen when the other two are eating. So he's still husky, but he's not. I think he was 35. I'm almost positive he was 35 pounds at one point, but now he's down to like 27. I think.
Can we say he's entering spring training in the best shape of his life?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe other than, you know, when he was like younger. I feel like there was never a point when he was medium sized though. It was like he was a normal looking cat and then just poof, looked like Garfield. So yeah, he's probably in the best shape of his life.
Yeah, that's awesome. What were your reactions this offseason when you said he's the front office man bringing in the starters in that span?
Very, very excited. Front office and ownership did their job to put together a team that can compete. Now it's our turn to kind of reciprocate that and play the game as hard as we can, everybody working together and coming to the field every day to see what each individual guy can do to help the team win. And if everybody can do that, I like our chances.
Last year you go into spring training not knowing where you're going to end up on the team. Things happen. You become the starting third baseman. You have just an incredible year. Third in Gold Glove. You're right there with Rookie of the Year. And, I mean, I'm sure it probably exceeded expectations. How are you absorbing all of this success? And obviously you're reflecting on it and writing it down and stuff, but it sounds like that's the kind of guy you are, really appreciating and not taking it for granted.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely appreciate it. At the same time, I've said it before, it's, you know, your job security is something you have as long as you do your job well. So that's kind of my focus, is continue to be as best as I can, continue to show this team that I can help them win games with what I got, and continue to improve on things that I can. You know, little things, little small adjustments going forward, and over the course of time, if you get 0.5% better every day, every week, you know, you look at a whole body of work and improve. drastically. That's the idea anyway. So that's kind of my focus, is just continuing to do what I did last year and build on the longer little things and team win games. That's, you know, that's always my focus. And Hunter drills that into our heads and into my head especially. It's you don't come to the field trying to get your three hits. You come to the field to get us a W. And I think when everybody does that, the individual statistics and awards take care of themselves, and it's a lot more fun to play that way. So that's kind of consistently my focus.
Taking over for Casey, you're like the last guy in, and it's all known around infield. Obviously, it's not probably the first thing on your mind, but when you step back and look at it, it's kind of a pride thing at all.
Yeah, I know I definitely take pride in it. Being around guys that you know what they came up with through the system. Everybody knows the staff in the minor leagues, and it's, you know how the guy next to you was taught to play the game and taught the mentality wise of how to come to the field every day. There's not that unknown of what's this guy like next to me. And you understand that, and it's definitely a, there's definitely a sense of pride there. It's not something that's spoken about, you know, consistently. But I know it's something that I think about once in a while. So I think about it during mound visits sometimes. During mound visits or pitching changes sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
When we're all standing there right next to each other, you look to the guy left, it's like, man, we all started here, came up here, and now look where we're at. So it's kind of a fun thing to think about when you get those chances. And there's definitely pride in that.
Nice photo op.
Yeah.
I guess if everything goes well in spring training, you four are the guys on opening day. Would be the first since '93 it was an all opening day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. And special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 25 of the 40-man roster is homegrown. It's the most in the major leagues.
Yeah, I saw something about that. And the Cardinals are...
Cardinals are 24.
And Chicago's pretty decent.
Pretty decent. And then I think down at the bottom of the list, I think what Oakland had four.
Yeah.
And you just really look at the successful teams, and they do seem to have more homegrown talent on average.
Something to be said for it.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's on the same page. It's a big,
but it's
big
Clark,
deal.
Clark Thompson, Royce Blayton, and Matt Wood. They won 103.
Really?
That was the last time.
Well, if we can get 103 wins, it'd be pretty exciting.
Yeah. And they didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't?
Well, that was when the West was much bigger. The Braves had 104 wins that year, and there was no wild card. So, yeah, it's one of the best teams ever.
But, opening days in the minors, I mean, you've probably gone through a bunch of them there. Were they ever any big deal to you? I mean, there's no big deal, I guess, like
always,
major leagues.
Always.
But even the
it's
minors.
It's still always exciting.
You
know, it's the kickoff of a new season. There's endless possibilities. Everybody's at the same level. Everybody's 0-0. You know, there's an excitement with that. Just all the possibilities. It marks the beginning of a journey. And I think any journey is exciting.
Is there a memorable opening day that you were involved in anywhere, at any level?
Not after the fact, but all of them. You know, the thing that sticks out to me is my feeling in each one of them. And it was, you know, butterflies, excitement, just anxious, all the, you know, in a good way, all those feelings. It's just fun, I guess.
Did you communicate at all with the other three guys in the offseason?
Yeah.
Brandon.
Not so much Belt. Crawford, I saw him a couple times. Traded texts with Panic a lot because we shared a fantasy team together, so... We talked quite a bit, you keep in touch with him a little bit. Belt was the only one I didn't talk to quite as much as.
Where'd you see Crawford?
I saw him here at November camp.
Oh.
And traded text with him a couple times just over some, like, if you see something funny that I think is relevant to a conversation we've had in the past, then, you know, I'll send it to him and he'll do the same thing to me.
How did that fantasy football team do?
We did pretty well. We finished second place. We made it to the championship. Again, second place. Last year I did the same thing. Finished second place.
What league is that?
It's the league we have in the clubhouse.
Oh, among a bunch of players?
Yeah.
And you guys have one team?
Yeah, Panic and I have a team. You know, everybody's got a team. Some guys have their own team. Some guys double up.
And that's what
Gresh did, head trainer, Greshner, which is cool because if anybody won it besides us, I'm okay with Gresh winning it.
So you won a couple bucks?
We don't bet on sports.
Yeah, right.
No, of course not.
No, it's not sports.
It's all for fun.
Who'd you have?
Let's see. Brady was our quarterback. We had Forte. Our running backs were started out good, and then everybody got hurt. Our receivers, we had Odell Beckham, who screwed us in the championship when he got suspended, which pretty much cost us the championship. But it was a fun team. We did really well. We only lost one game through the regular season, or two maybe. We did really well. We had a good team.
So it's just Giants. We like just only Giant guys.
No.
Thanks for answering bizarre questions.
No problem. Yeah, speaking of bizarre, Chad from TorchCast, by the way, and this is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. Nice to meet you.
So no one's been able to answer this yet, but they had...
Right. Nobody has.
No. And I'm getting frustrated, so I'm hoping you can deliver. So they confirmed the existence of gravitational waves yesterday, which, long story short, means that theoretically, hypothetically, time travel will be possible. So if you were able to time travel, when would it be to and why?
Jeez. Nobody has answered it?
No, Hunter
well,
didn't
a couple.
Answer it.
Hunter said
Kelby
now.
Kelby didn't answer it.
Kelby said now's pretty good.
Now's pretty cool. But if, like,
you can come back to now.
Yeah, you can
so
come
you
back,
can
to
come
now.
Back to now.
You can come back,
come back to now.
What if I time traveled for like a day? Would I miss today? Or could I come back
no.
to this second?
No, no, no. Come back to the second.
Oh, well, if I could come back to this second, I'm definitely going to time travel, unless there's like a chance I'd die.
You might die.
Oh.
I mean, you might die.
Well, now I don't want
to
do it.
Well, don't go to the French Revolution or something.
I mean, yeah, don't go to the French Revolution.
Yeah. Black Plague, probably not a good
time. I would go to the parade.
Oh!
Oh, that'd be nice.
That was really fun.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that. The whole thing. It was like raining and confetti everywhere, and sticking to my face, and all like I pulled out my dad pulled out his camera like 6 months later, and there was still confetti in his camera bag.
That's amazing.
Like it was cool.
Well, you know, in the plus
if that's only if I can come back to now.
Back
yes.
To now.
If I miss any of now, then I don't want
and
to.
And if
do
time
it.
Travel doesn't work, you just have to make another parade for us.
That too.
So, yeah, you know,
that's the
year,
next best
be
thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Who do you think is the smartest on the team? Highest IQ?
Javi Lopez.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty universal answer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TorchCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TorchCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at TorchCast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time.